Since its establishment in Egypt in 1928, the Muslim Brotherhood movement has advocated that the Islamic teachings of the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad should be the sole basis for Muslim family life, society, and the state. The movement has officially rejected violence as a way to achieve its political goals, with the exception of fighting those it considers occupiers of its country. Over the years, the Muslim Brotherhood has become a multinational Sunni Islamist focal point, the largest political opposition group in many Arab nations, and, according to many experts, one of the world's most influential political Islamist groups. For decades, the Muslim Brotherhood never issued an official political platform because it's a movement, not a party, and because political parties with religious platforms are not allowed in Egypt. But it recently issued a draft of its first political party platform, which has given many policymakers and experts reason to take notice. Egyptian political scientist Amr Hamzawi is at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace here in Washington.
It's going to be up to the Muslim Brotherhood in this very specific case to decide where to go, whether they would like to embrace more democratic ideals, credentials, and procedures, or whether they would keep their sort of mix between some democratic and some highly undemocratically spirited components.
Hamzawi says that while the organization advances freedom of expression and religion, property rights, and the notion that a nation citizens are the source of the state sovereignty, the Muslim Brotherhood's platform calls for the establishment of a board of elected religious scholars that would be consulted before laws are approved. According to Amr Hamzawi, who spoke at a Carnegie Endowment conference on the Muslim Brotherhood, the board would override the president and parliament on issues involving Islamic law.
This is one big controversial issue. It raised a great deal of discussion. It was opposed from within the movement and outside it by basically compromising the civil nature of the state, by moving Egypt into an Iranian-style theocracy.
But Hamzawi contends that the proposed platform will not affect the push for democracy in the Arab world.
Democracy promotion from the U.S. and Europe never looked at Islamist movements in any positive way. In fact, they have been perceived and are still perceived as an impediment to democratization, and they have never been included into Western democracy promotion activities. So there is no clear linkage between democracy promotion and what the Muslim Brotherhood put out.
Political scientist Nathan Brown at the George Washington University says that there are other examples of the Muslim Brotherhood moving away from some of the moderate positions it has held in recent years. The party platform advocates discrimination against women and non-Muslims in Egypt by denying them the right to run for president and prime minister, which Professor Brown says causes concern in the West.
I think there would be real concern in the West about those particular issues, about the rights of women and Christians to run for the high office. I think realistically, politically, Egypt being a religious society and a fairly conservative society, a woman or a Christian is unlikely to be elected in a perfectly free election anyway, just as in the United States, an atheist would be unlikely to be elected. In my own mind, as an analyst, I'm not sure it's the most critical issue to focus on, but it's certainly one that most Americans would focus on.
Brown says the Muslim Brotherhood argues that political leadership positions entail religious duties that only Muslim men should be allowed to perform. According to Professor Brown, this could encourage governments to avoid working with the Brotherhood as a political party, something he says would be counterproductive.
I think the most important thing that could happen for the political health of the region is that if Islamist movements, those that are willing to participate in the legal system, are viewed as a political challenge rather than a security threat. And making that mental shift, viewing them as a rival rather than as a mortal enemy, would do a lot to improving the political climate in the region.
Brown says the Muslim Brotherhood has been pressed on how it envisions implementing Islamic law in practical political and legal terms. Its platform doesn't go into detail. It also doesn't address the relationship between the party the Brotherhood seeks to form and the broader movement. Drawing from the experiences of Islamist parties in Morocco, Jordan, and Yemen, many analysts expected the Muslim Brotherhood platform to advocate a functional separation between the political party and the broader social and religious movement. They say that as the Muslim Brotherhood attempts to integrate into Egypt's political system, it needs to learn from other Islamist movements by adopting a more democratic agenda. For Focus, I'm Victor Morales.